Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for April the 3rd, 2025. Today is Thursday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. Jesus said, "Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is useful neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. They throw it away. If you have ears to hear, then hear." Here ends the reading. After I read today's passage, I went down an internet rabbit hole by posing the following question to Google. Can salt lose its taste? The short answer is no. The chemical compound we know as salt is very stable. So really the only way it can, quote, lose its saltiness is if either it's somehow impure or if it is diluted by water. But as usual, there's more to the story. I came across an article where the author suggests that Jesus isn't really talking about salt as a seasoning or preservative, sort of the table salt. Rather, he's talking about the sort of mixture of compounds that in his time were used to enrich the soil for agricultural purposes. If these compounds were not kept in proper balance, they lost their ability to be of any use to the farmer. In other words, they lost their saltiness. If this is the case, Jesus may have been warning his disciples that they should not lose their ability to bring about life and growth and change. In another place in the Gospels, Jesus directly calls his followers the salt of the earth, which could also be translated salt for the earth or salt for the soil. Thinking about these two new bits of insight together has led me to think about how we go about our mission and ministry as the church these days. How are we encouraging the spread of the gospel? How are we fertilizing, making a difference in our neighborhoods and communities? One of the challenges for ministry these days, I think, is that we're also fixated on what's going on and going wrong in the world, the big wide world. We neglect to pay attention to our own locale. At the end of the day, the places we can have the most impact on is the world which is in proximity to us, the world right outside our doors. Whatever Jesus may have meant by salt, the point is, once salt loses its taste or its ability to act as either a preservative or a fertilizer, then, well, it's lost what made it salt. And so, therefore, it's useless. God help us as the church to not lose our usefulness. We are salt for the world. And goodness knows, the world needs plenty of gospel seasoning right now. Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.